the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Oh, man, the people are emailing like crazy about people at work taking advantage of this kid thing. It's got to stop. I got a lady that I work with that's here twice a week because of her kids. She still gets paid the same as me. That would make you mad. That would piss you off. You have the same job and she's there. She's not there 3 days of the week. Cause oh, boy, that would drive you bananas. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. And also the home of like the greatest learning lessons of your life. You can get up there and start recognizing the cumbersome strangeness that is walking around every single day. I was at the gas station on Friday, and a couple of dudes started to yell a little bit, and you just, and all you think to yourself is, where's this going to go? It's not a good mental mindset to be in, to think to yourself, it's all going to go haywire. But I think we all do it. Whenever you hear yelling, you wait for gunshots now, because the news has you pre-programmed to think nothing ever ends well, but it did, luckily. But in my head, I thought, all right, assess the situation, pick up what you've learned over there at the school, and know that you have some skills. You have some tools in your tool belt that if this gets hairy, you know what to do. First things first, Nike defense, which is get on your feet and run. And otherwise, you know, if it gets a little too close to you, you don't want to accelerate the situation. You got all sorts of options, and you don't realize it. The worst thing you can do is get yourself into a pickle not knowing how to get out of it. And that's exactly what they teach at ReactDefense.com. It's got all sorts of ways for you to get in great shape, learn, become more confident, become incredibly smart in situations where you're probably pretty stupid right now. I watched Bert when he went over there. You don't realize how much getting into a little quick fight gasses you out either.
Oh, man. I was blown away. And when we were doing that, it's like, that was only
30 seconds.
Are you kidding me? It seemed like 10 minutes.
And you're dying. And most fights that go in those situations, like you can watch boxers and stuff and think you're going to bounce around in there for Most street fights don't last very long. Mm. And it's because you're out of gas. And you better hope that the other guy is more out of gas than you. And a lot of times you're not. So you got to get in shape and you got to be smarter. And that's the place to do it. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. You can check out all of their cool gear as well at tacticalblackvault.com, which just grows and grows by the second. Great stuff there, including that belt, which I won't shut up about. It's got a little fire maker. It's got a knife, and I just found a knife in it the last time I was like, there's a knife in here. And it's just a belt buckle. It's not big either. It's the palm of your hand. That's it. It's got all sorts of stuff. It's a bug out belt right there at tacticalblackvault.com. Brady, entertain me.
It was 10 years ago that Charlie Sheen lost his mind and went on his infamous hashtag winning streak.
And Tiger blood.
Yep.
Man. And it's odd winning. The 10-year anniversary comes on when we need Tiger blood, because he threw it all over the road over there in California. Got to give somebody with Tiger blood back to Tiger.
And looking back, he does regret it.
He does?
Yeah.
Why?
He says he still has regrets. Says if somebody wants to enlist my corpse at my funeral to TikTok, that's on them. But in his lifetime, it won't happen. He's basically, Charlie's almost completely inactive on social media these days.
Oh.
So he tweets every once in a while, but he's never logged into Facebook or personally posted anything on Instagram. His description of the 10 years ago, I was desperately juvenile.
You were 50.
Time. Yeah.
We all do dumb stuff, but that was beyond juvenile. That was insane. That was the rants of a crazy person. He still got the HIV? Or is that just rumor? And
let's ask the Google box.
Yeah, ask Google if Charlie Sheen still got the
thing. He's currently developing a new show. Hopes it'll make people forget about that time in his life.
Two and a half white blood cells? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. we talked about it earlier this morning before we started the Golden Globes. Anyone watch it?
No.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Any good?
Because it was on. No.
You don't know any of the stuff?
No.
Like, there's no movies or shows that anybody
knew
watched.
Nomadland because we did that on the new releases, and
I hadn't seen it.
But it won.
And I'd heard of a few of them. I watched
Best Director and Best Picture.
And Borat won Best Musical or Comedy. I figured Hamilton would win that, but it didn't. But Borat, I watched 20 minutes of that, and I thought it was so, like, poorly done. I thought it was fake looking the whole
one
way.
One best felt movie like, comedy and one best actor in a comedy.
Yeah, I like Borat as the character, but I didn't like this. I got bored like real fast.
Been there, done that.
Did you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't feel like anything was new, and I also felt like everything was like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Nothing felt like it was real. Plus, they told us the first Borat was fake after.
People were going crazy as far as viewers about how laid back it was on the outfits and stuff. Like Jason Sudeikis
was in a
hoodie, and that went viral.
Charlie Sheen revealed he is HIV positive on November 7th, 2015. He was diagnosed 4 years earlier. Disclosure resulted in 1.25 million people Googling HIV that increased awareness and some testing, which is called the Charlie Sheen effect.
And
knowing that he had it for 4 years, there's 1.25 million that needed
people
to be tested.
To know.
Also, yep. The Charlie Sheen effect.
Yep. Am I Eskimo Brothers with Charlie Sheen?
Yes, you are, by the way. He's the Genghis Khan of our day.
That's true.
You are definitely. We were in a room with a girl who banged him.
Oh, that's right.
And she told us about the disclosure. I signed an NDA for $35,000 to never tell anybody I had sex with him.
Are you serious?
Well, you just did it on the radio, dummy.
Wow. Did she do it on the radio?
Yes.
We
had to tell her to stop. Well, you said you signed an NDA. You need to shut up. Well, I think it's no.
Yeah. Then off she thought it was over.
Off there, she gave us all the details of what went on at the party she was at. She wasn't supposed to talk about that either.
So he just walks around with these NDAs?
Sign it before you get there.
Wow.
Yep. You're There's most likely going to have sex with me. Yep. There's most likely going to be things in here that are illegal. If you're going to be part of this, knock it out. And you got money to be in it. So you got the money right away.
No.
Like, here, you're part of this. That's it. Just to shut up. But I own your ass while you're in this house. And whatever happens, happens. She goes, yeah, I had sex with him. I'm like, oh, my God. You got to give that money back.
A basketball hoop that Kobe Bryant used as a kid has been auctioned off.
How much?
$100,000.
$75,000.
Brett's the closest. $37,200.
Okay. We're done. We got to go. That's the end of it. That's the end of the party, everybody. I thought you timed the show better than that. We're done. You guys are going to like what I have for you. We're leaving. You guys have a good one, and we're going to welcome Larry with his new theme song. I've got a brand new theme song for Larry I think everybody's going to enjoy. Until then, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Monday. We'll see you. So long!
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.